as well, titled The Giddy Up Go Answer. With that, I would like to also mention that this was a charted song on the Billboard charts for Miss Minnie. And with that, we would like to pay tribute to Red and Minnie here with these two songs. Welcome to the third and final hour of this weekend's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Highways that wind and wander over mountains and valleys and deserts and plains. I guess I've drove about all of them. 'Cause for the past 25 years now, the cab of a truck has been my home. And it'd be kind of hard for me to settle down and not be on the go. Well, I remember the first truck I drove. I was so proud, I could hardly wait to get home to show my wife and little boy. And my little boy was so excited, like when he saw his first snow. He wasn't old enough to say too many words. He just kept a-hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy, giddy up, go." So that's what I named the old truck, Giddy Up, Go. Oh, things wasn't too bad. Of course, I was gone an awful lot. And then after about 6 years of being in and out, I got home one day and found my wife and little boy gone. And I couldn't find out what happened. Nobody seemed to know. So from that day on, it's just been me and old Giddy Up Go. Oh, I've made a lot of friends at all the truck stops. And some of them would kid me about my little sign. Of course, they knew where I'd got the name. Of course, I told them about that little boy of mine and how his first word about the truck was, "Giddy up, go." Well, today I was barreling down old 66 when up beside me pulled a brand new diesel rig, both stacks glowing black coal. And as he pulled around and back in front of me, a big lump came in my throat. And my eyes watered like I had a bad old cold. A little sign on the back of the truck that read, "Giddy up, go." Well, I pushed old Giddy up and stayed right on him till the next truck stop where he'd pulled up. And I waited till he went in and I offered to buy him a cup. Well, we got to talking shop and I said, "How'd you come by the name on your truck, Giddy up, go?" Well, he said, "I got it from my pop. Dad used to drive a truck. That's what Mom talked about a lot. You see, I lost Mom when I was just past 16. And I lost all track of Pop. Mom said he got the name from me." Well, I shook his hand and told him I had something I wanted him to see. And I took him out to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt so the name would show. And his eyes got big and bright as he read, "Giddy up, go." Oh, we had a lot of things to talk about, and buddy, I felt like a king. And now we've just pulled back on old 66, and he handled that rig better than any gear jammer that I'd ever seen. Well, now the lines on the highway have got a much brighter glow as we go roaring down the road, and me staring at little sign that reads, "Giddy up, go."
Forget. Dreams we dream sometime never die. We carry them on until they become someone else's dreams. A friend of mine had such a dream. I met her at a truck stop just outside of Phoenix. We both worked there. Her dream came true, I know. The key to her dream was a little sign that read, "Giddy up, go." She was a lovely girl, pretty smile. But behind all this I could see a troubled mind. She told me when she met the guy that won her heart and made her life a joy. And before too long, more happiness came. A little baby boy. Things wasn't too bad. His job wasn't much, but somehow they got by. And then came the day he drove home a big truck. And the little boy became so overjoyed. Just like when he saw his first fall of snow. He kept hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy. Giddy up, go." Then a dark cloud moved in. A few years later, without warning, after a few visits with her doctor, he said it was just a matter of time. She knew she'd have to move to a drier climate, and this troubled her mind. So without leaving a trace, she took her son and left town one night. She settled here, and we became the closest of friends. We talked from time to time, and she'd smile, and her eyes would glow when she'd tell me about giddy up go. Each time a truck would pull in, I could see her stand and stare. Wasn't long before she had to give up being a waitress here, and she moved on out of town, not too far. We visited almost every week. The boy now is almost grown. He's the image of his dad, she'd say. The most handsomest man I've ever known. The dark cloud once more moved in. And as I stood close by, once again she told her story. I could see a tear in her eye. I know my son longs for the road. And the last request she had, let him become a truck driver. Like son, like dad. The boy soon left town, I never knew for where. But I find myself watching every truck that pulled in around the curve. Giddy up go was the only link that held between the two. And I was hoping that I could be of help. It became a dream to me too. Just now I froze in my tracks as I watched two trucks pull in. A big new shiny diesel and an old one following him. I couldn't help staring as they walked in, ordered coffee, and talked a while. Then I saw them leave, both wearing such a smile. They walked out to the old truck, brushed off some dirt so the nameplate would show. And before my eyes, a little sign that read, "Giddy up."
Now, friends, following those Giddy Up Go songs by Red and Minnie, we are back, and it's once again time to take our weekly trip down east to the good old Maritimes of Canada. We're saluting what I like to call the Great Atlantic Lullaby. Let's send out a hello to Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them today will be Joan Morrissey and a classic off of one of her old LP records that I picked up in one of my travels, and it's called Thank God We're Surrounded by Water. Now, I would also like to mention that I am reading a book about Joan Morrissey called Yes, My Dear, written by Joan's daughter, Debbie, and was published in 2003, but it sure has a lot of great information about this first lady of Newfoundland's music. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my dear friends in Guelph, Ontario, John and Kathy. It'll be Stompin' Tom Connors, one of their all-time favorite singers, and his classic called Silver Sea. And then we'll wrap up with another all-time favorite from the East Coast, and the pride of the East Coast, as I've often referred to him as, Dick Nolan, and his classic called Little Boats of Newfoundland. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody east of Quebec City. Welcome in, friends, and yes, happy listening.
I'll tell you a tale about Newfoundland, dear. We haven't got money or riches to spare, but we can be thankful for one small affair. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh the sea, the wonderful sea, long may she roll between people and me. And everyone here should get down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. came from land into John Groats. They came over to ride our colonial goat. We'd have 8 million more, but they didn't have boats. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh, the sea, the wonderful sea. Long may she roll between people and me. And everyone here should get down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. Some visitors tasted our Newfoundland screech, tipped up the bottle, drank 6 ounces each. Then they let out a yell as they ran for our beach. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh, the sea, the wonderful sea. Long may she roll between people and me. And everyone here should get down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. Now Bessie Jo Kemp took her horse for a ride. She ripped her old bloomers way up the left side. Then she hung them to dry on the beach at low tide. Oh, thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh, the sea, the wonderful sea. Long may she roll between Bessie and me. And everyone here should get down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. In Quebec, want a separate state, including our own Labrador, just you wait. They came down to Belle Isle, but they can't walk our straits. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh, the sea, the wonderful sea. Long may she roll between people and me. And everyone here should get down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. Said the liberal bunch. One day on our harbor he walked after lunch, but he didn't quite make that old Galilee stunt. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh, the sea, the wonderful sea. Long may she roll between Joey and me. And everyone here should get down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water.
By water. Outside, the rain is softly falling. In the distance, I can hear a foghorn sound. As I pull my blankets up around me, on my ship of dreams I'm outward bound, on a voyage through memory, sailing on a silver sea, the moon and stars above brightly shine. The wind that fills your sails is a lullaby that tells the tale of all the things that I was glad to leave behind. Has always been a part of me. Salty water flowing through my veins. And as I dream of where my ship is taking me, on every gentle breeze I hear my name. On a voyage through memory, sailing on a silver sea, the moon and stars above brightly shine. Sails is a lullaby that tells the tale of all the things that I was glad to leave behind. As I hear the clock beside my window, the dawn is breaking right before my eyes. hear that old clock ticking. Aboard my ship of dreams, away I'll fly. On a voyage through memory, sailing on the silver sea, the moon and stars above brightly shine. The wind that fills her sails is a lullaby that tells the tale of all the things that I was led to leave behind. On a voyage through memory, sailing on a silver sea, the moon and stars above brightly shine. The wind that fills her sails is a lullaby that tells the tale of all the things that I was glad to leave behind. On a voyage through memory, sailing on a silver sea, the moon and stars above brightly shine. The wind that fills her sails is a lullaby that tells the tale of all the things that I was glad to leave behind. On a voyage through memory, sailing on a silver sea, the moon and stars above brightly shine. The wind that fills her sails is a lullaby that tells the tale of all the things that I was glad to leave behind. On a voyage through memory.
When the little boats go out to sea from the shores of Newfoundland, God, do me a favor and guide them with your hand. Protect them from the dangers and the beauty of the sea, 'cause the little boats of Newfoundland mean the world to me. My mama told me stories when I was just a little boy about the little boats of Newfoundland that sometimes made me cry. She'd tell me of the dangers and the fury of the sea that will remain until the day I die in my memory. Brave men, she said, is what they are, those who face the icy wind, knowing as they leave their sheltered coves, they may never come back again. And then as the teardrops fill my eyes, she'd hold my tiny hand and say, son, the proudest thing on earth are those little boats of Newfoundland. When the little boats go out to sea from the shores of Newfoundland, God, do me a favor and guide them with your hand. Protect them from the dangers and the fury of the sea, 'cause the little boats of Newfoundland mean the world to me. Yes, those little boats of Newfoundland mean the world to me. You'll see.
Friends, this is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Way Back, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed those East Coast ballads. And as we pay tribute to the segment I like to call The Grass Is Always Bluer, let's pay tribute to some great bluegrass favorites. First of all, I'd like to remind y'all that the queen of bluegrass music, Miss Rhonda Vincent, will be at the 10th annual South Mountain South Grenville Bluegrass Festival located in Spencerville next month on August 9th. I hope to see a lot of y'all out there supporting our bluegrass and, of course, Miss Rhonda Vincent, the queen of bluegrass. From Rhonda, it's going to be an all-time classic cover of the old Jimmy Martin song called Lover's Hit Parade. Then we'll follow with Larry Ifaught, who I will be seeing next weekend in Napanee, and he's going to be doing a classic called Me and My Fiddle. And then we'll wrap up with another all-time classic by the Rockhearts, which is going out to Sandra Day in Ingleside area of Ontario, and it's going to be the Rockhearts and their version of the old Sonny and Bobby Osborne song titled Don't Let Smoky Mountain Smoke Get in Your Eyes. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world.
Fiddle's always on her way.
Now, friends, I can hear y'all asking, what is this? A Red Zavine tribute with no teddy bear? Well, of course, now, friends, I would like to pay tribute to that all-time classic that came out many, many years ago and truly inspired the great truck driving ballads of years ago. With that mentioned, Red Zavine was born 108 years ago tomorrow in 1917. However, in 1976, he recorded an all-time classic titled Teddy Bear, which would bring him up to stardom and would forever be remembered and he would forever be remembered for. With that, we would like to play this all-time classic titled Teddy Bear for y'all next. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite titled Little Joe and wrap up with one of the greatest ghost stories and truck driving songs ever told, and that of course is the legend of Phantom 309. With that, I would like to share that these are truly iconic songs in the truck driving movement of country music, and I do hope they all bring back a memory or two to y'all today. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on Way Back with Johnny.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear. Well, I keyed the mic and I said, you got it, Teddy Bear. And the little boy's voice came back on the air. Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end? I told him my handle and then he began. Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk. I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. This was my dad's radio, the little boy said, but I guess it's mine and mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right, but I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me, but you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, teddy bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, Tucker, I'll catch you again." Well, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye." Some time ago, I was sipping on some coffee and having some ham and biscuits when a motion caught my eye through the truck stop window. It was a little lost puppy, half starved and shaking from fear. Well, I just had to make friends with him, so I picked him up and put him in the cab. And buddy, he took to that truck like he was born there. Well, I named him Little Joe, and as I watched him sleep on the seat beside me, that's when I knew the Little Joe would be with me for a long, long time. Well, a few months later, I was talking to my old friend Teddy Bear on the old CB and not paying much attention to my back door. And Little Joe started barking up a storm. I looked up and I saw a Smokey in the mirror, and and I slowed my rig down just in time. But you know something? Teddy Bear heard little Joe barking, and he said, "Hey, Big Red, let me talk to your partner." And I said, "You got it, good buddy. How's the old smoky situation, little Joe?" And little Joe said, "Gruff." Aw, that just tore him up. And the next 200 miles just flew by, 'cause everybody on that CB wanted to talk to little Joe. Well, one night we were headed through the Smokies in East Tennessee, and little Joe started acting real nervous. I heard the sounds of lightning on the old CB, and suddenly we were in the worst storm that I'd ever seen. All at once I saw headlights coming straight at my rig. Someone was blinded in the rain, so I swerved fast and just barely missed a camper full of kids. But the shoulder gave way, and we crashed over the side of the mountain. And when I woke up, my truck was on fire, and I couldn't move. But somehow, little Joe grabbed me by the collar and pulled me away from that burning rig. Well, I was in the hospital the next time I woke up, and the doctor was there to break the bad news. The accident had taken my sight. Oh, God, now I can't even drive. And that's when I realized how helpless Teddy Bear must have felt before the miracle happened that made him walk again. And then I thought, well, now, where's little Joe? Ain't nobody said anything about little... I was so sad, because I figured little Joe had given his life to save me. Well, my brother asked me to come live with him, and when he opened the door to my new room, I heard an old CB just a-blaring away. Well, I couldn't wait to grab that mic, and the first voice I heard was my old buddy Teddy Bear, ratchet jawing in the distance. So I broke for him, and he came right back to me. Why, it was almost like old times again. Teddy Bear was a-yakking away, unloading all the latest news on me and getting louder and louder. But all of a sudden, the sound of an engine seemed to drown Teddy Bear out. And I said, "Hey, what's going on?" Teddy Bear said, "Open your front door, good buddy. I'm just outside." Lord, the roar of engine seemed to rock the house. And all around me, I could hear familiar voices and slamming doors. Oh, I couldn't hold back the tears. All my friends were there. And then I heard something I couldn't believe. Little Joe, that bark? Why, it had to be little Joe. And no sooner than that, he was all over me. And I put my arms around my old partner, and the tears were streaming down my face. And then I felt something strange. Little Joe hadn't worn a collar before, and attached to the collar was a handle. A hush fell over my friends, and I realized, Lord, my new eyes were standing at my feet. Little Joe.
Out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine, and he said, "The name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, because I got to make a turn just on up the road. Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe. When Joe and his rig roared out into the night, in nothing flat, he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup. Told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. Well, did I say something wrong? I said with a halfway grin. He said, no, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Y'all, this here is your old host with the most, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to tell y'all about the upcoming 10th anniversary of the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival happening from August 7th to the 10th, 2025, this coming summer. The headliners include, but are not limited to, some of the top bluegrass musicians of today, including much beloved Queen of Bluegrass, Ron the Vincent, as well as Larry Stevenson Band, Larry Efaw, along with many more. Tickets can be purchased for the weekend for $110 in advance. That's before July 13th. Also, day passes are available, and it's going to be a great weekend had by all. For more information, contact Kim Wallace at 613-883-3126 or by visiting southgrenvillebluegrassfestival.ca.
You were the one, but that was yes, we had Love Mountain.
Well, yes, friends, once again, before we say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show for this first weekend in July, I would like to pay tribute to a great story song as recited by Red Zavine. It'll be a classic called Little Rosa, which to many, including me, is one of the saddest yet most haunting stories that Red ever recorded. With that mentioned, it was recorded with Webb Pierce many years ago before this version came out, but then he did a solo version of it many years ago before his passing, and it's going be an all-time classic here for y'all today, titled Little Rosa. So I do hope y'all enjoy this, and we'll be back following this to pay tribute to the Way Back Song of the Week, and then send us all home. Welcome in, friends, and here we go with Little Rosa.
Little Rosa was a name.
To visit the grave of a friend of mine. And as I walked through the graveyard, I noticed this man kneeling down by the grave of a child. And in his hand he held a big red rose, and tears were streaming down his cheeks. So I walked over and laid a hand on his shoulder and started to talk to him. And during the course of our conversation, and in his broken English, this is the story, just as he told it to me. He said, Mister, I'm a walker down the street today, and I pass by a big flower shop. I walk in and I ask the man in the shop, I say, boss, how much you for one of the red rose? And he looked at me with one big frown, and he says, $1, please.
But in a by and a by, a swell-dressed, a blonde young lady walk in, and she says, "How much you for one the red rose?" And he look at her with one biggest smile, and he says, "A 10 cents. And I said, "Boss, how come you charging me $1 for the rose? You charging the young lady only 10 cents. And he says, "Look, mister, you're telling me why you want the rose, and maybe I give it to you for not." And I said, "Boss, I'm a hard-working man. Working the railroad and don't make it too much money. And I got a little girl, and her name is Rosa." "Oh, Rosa's just about this high, boss. Every day when I come home from work, little Rosa come running to me to Papa. She'd throw her little arms around my neck and say, 'Papa.' And I'd say, 'Rosa.' Oh, but one day, boss, I come home from work and I don't see Rosa. I look down by the railroad track and I see one of the bigger crowd. I go down and I push in the crowd this way and I push in the crowd that way. And there, boss, at my feet lay my little Rosa. And that's why I want Rosa, boss. I'm gonna put him on little Rosa's grave. The man, he don't say a lot, but he picked the biggest and the reddest rose, and he give it to me. And I said, 'Thank you, boss. Thank you very much.'" And though she's gone, you see, she's still the world to me. To me, she'll always be that little girl of mine.
Well, yes, friends, before we say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com, I would like to pay tribute to what we like to call the Way Back Song of the Week. Well, all of July, we will be paying tribute to Christmas in July with the Way Back Song of the Week. And this week, it is going to be an all-time favorite by none other than Red Zavine, who recorded a Christmas album in 1978 titled Christmas with Red Zavine. Now, off of this album, we have a classic called The Legend of the Christmas Rose. So I would like to pay tribute to Red and his Christmas music with this song, and then we'll be back following this. Send us all home. And yes, Merry Early Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, Red.
Merry Christmas, girls. Say, by the way, did you ever hear the story of how the Christmas Rose came to be?
No.
There's a story I must tell you, not too many know how it goes. It began upon first Christmas night. It's the legend of the Christmas rose. Well, it was a long, long time ago. From the east there came three wise men, bearing gifts they had brought from afar. They had traveled for a long, long way with their guiding light, a brilliant star. And in the distance stood a little shepherd girl whose eyes were sad, for she had no gift to offer to the child. And as her tears fell to the ground, white roses started growing there. And when she placed them by the babe in the manger, it seemed he smiled. As his fingers touched the petals, a pale shade of pink there appeared. Just at Christmas time, this flower grows. That's the legend of the Christmas rose.
The legend of the Christmas rose.
Christmas.
Yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.osrocks.com. We have been coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, where I like to record this weekly. I'd also like to send us all home with thanking each and every one of you for your contribution to today's program, for tuning in to the program and listening to my tribute to Red Zavine, a true pioneer and legend of country music and also truck driving music. With that shared, Red Zavine sadly passed away at the age of 62 following a heart attack on April 4th of 1980 when Red was driving in southern Nashville. Causing him to run a red light and striking an oncoming vehicle, he was taken to the hospital and upon arrival was declared deceased. Today, even though it's been 45 years since his passing, the memories of Red are still alive and the memories of his music still live in each and every one of us who call ourselves a true country music fan. The recitations will linger on for years to come to us lovers of country music. Now, I would like to mention that even though his life was cut short at the age of 62, Red, yes, will forever be remembered for such classics as Teddy Bear, Giddy Up Go, and even Daddy's Girl. So let's pay tribute to Red once again with an album that he released that was his last album. Ironically, it was a gospel album, and it was recorded in 1977, so I understand. We'll first of all hear from Your Robe Won't Fit, and then we'll wrap up with Another World Millionaire. With that, I would like to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel, and we will be back next weekend from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM and throughout the week at www.osrocks.com and on demand at YouTube as well. So long, friends, and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again. So long for now, friends, and yes, keep it country.
When you see an old woman with her head bowed low, will you greet her kindly with a warm hello? If she is as nothing as you walk on, your robe won't fit you when you try it on. Is that alcoholic so much rubbish too? And that crippled beggar, does he just bug you? If you pride yourself that you're not one, your robe won't fit you when you try it on. As you go along, or your robe won't fit you when you try it on. If a child gets hurt, will your feelings show? Or will you turn your head like you didn't know? If your brother's troubles don't turn you on, your robe won't fit you when you try it on. If that old man speaks, will you turn away? He walks past your house most every day. If he smiles your way and you don't let on, your robe won't fit you when you try it on. Oh no, you're
when you try it on, and the Lord won't say until you well done. So help your brother as you go along, or your robe won't fit you when you try it on. Oh no, your robe won't fit you when you try it on.
I'm putting my wealth in heaven's bank. No thieves can break in there. I'm a pauper in this wicked old world, but I'm another world millionaire. The other world bank is the richest bank, no standing in line to wait. You deposit love and watch it grow with the highest paid interest rate. I'm another world millionaire. I'm storing my wealth up there. I got a big amount in my love account. I'm another world millionaire. I own green fields knee deep in grass. The whole world I'm an heir. I got a lot of trouble in this old world, but I'm another world millionaire. The other world bank is the soundest bank, with wealth beyond compare. I'm a pauper in this wicked old world, but I'm another world millionaire. I'm another world millionaire. I'm storing my wealth up there. I got a big amount in my love account. I'm another world millionaire. I'm another world millionaire. I'm storing my wealth up there. I got a big amount in my love account. I'm another world millionaire.
It's over. Another day gone by, with good friends all around me. How the time did fly.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your own host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting from way back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is a sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's here.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
No matter how old, how young, how sick,
guys, gals.